locally owned and operated.
The American people are waiting. Have you a statement?
1230 The Voice is WXCO Wausau.
Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. Today we continue going verse by verse the book of Proverbs. We are in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. Says the Proverbs of Solomon. He goes on to say, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. And remember, in the Bible, wisdom is godliness, and foolishness is ungodliness. And so we see from this that the greatest concern of any godly parent is their child's walk with the Lord. A good Christian parent will be grieved by sinfulness in their child more than in their failure to make it big in this world. And that's because their core values as Christian parents take precedence over anything else. The fact that they love their child just adds to the significance of their child's walk with the Lord, or lack thereof. Verse 2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. A holy life often delivers from death because it keeps a person away from the sinfully stupid and dangerous things that the wicked people of this world do. Verse 3, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. He casts away the substance of the wicked. Just when the wicked person thinks he has obtained what will give him satisfaction, he finds that it doesn't. Fulfillment always slips out of the hands of the wicked, because they don't try to find it in God. And that's where it is. Verse 4, he becomes poor who deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. A lazy, careless person who loves to horse around and never really applies himself to hard work is going to be poor. Think about a person like that, probably is not going to finish school, and that certainly won't help. And he's not going to be able to hold a job if he can even get a job because of that attitude. And of course, those are things that lead to poverty. The point is this, many gifted people squander their abilities by their poor character. Verse 5, he who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. A father would have to slap himself alongside his head and say, where did I go wrong? Because you have to wonder about a son who plowed, planted, and cultivated all summer, but then was too lazy to get out and harvest the crop in the fall. That's a lack of character. Not finishing a good thing that one starts can be a sign of poor planning, which is unbiblical, or it can be a sign of lack of perseverance, which is also unbiblical, but it just is not good, and it reflects badly, spiritually speaking. Verse 6. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Abusive speech lurks within the mouth of a wicked person. Their tongue is like a vent for their wicked soul, and the words they speak are destructive as a result. 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The pleasant memories of a righteous person remain long after they are gone. Look at how many people are named David, and Paul, and John, and Matthew. But you don't see very many people named Judas or Jezebel, do you? There's a reason for that. It's exactly what God is talking about here. Verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments. In other words, a wise person will pay attention to godly advice. And it doesn't matter who it may come from either, because their wisdom gives them humility and a desire to better themselves and to become better in the eyes of God. And so it says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. A loudmouth fool never listens and never learns because they're always talking. And the consequence of a life like that is chaos and trouble and ruin. Verse 9, he who walks uprightly walks surely. Let me read that again. He who walks uprightly walks surely, but he who perverts his ways shall be known. In other words, if you live a good, clean life, you're going to feel secure, and consequently, you're going to have peace. If you are a deceiver, you will worry about being exposed, and you know, eventually, you will be exposed. Verse 10, he who winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. And this speaks of a cunning person, a fraud, a slick-talking salesman type. They're trouble. God says it. And spending time listening to them and thinking that you're going to hear something worthwhile and something that is true, well, that's giving them more credibility than they deserve. They want something. Disingenuous, slick-talking salesman-type people can be seen a mile away by anyone who has discernment, and they should be avoided. I'm not saying everybody who's a salesman is this way. But you know what I'm talking about. Disingenuous people. Phonies. Verse 11, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. He's a well of life. Listening to a righteous person speak is time well spent. God uses the words of a righteous person in many different ways. He uses their words to give gentle correction when needed. In addition to that, he may also provide, through someone like that, comfort and encouragement. In other words, the words of a righteous person will enhance our life and make a difference. Verse 11, but the mouth of a righteous man, I should say, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. In contrast to the words of a righteous person, God says an evil person plots to do bad and then uses deceitful words to hide his intentions. Verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, One of the byproducts of hatred is strife. You can tell if somebody doesn't like you when they seem to always want to argue, or they keep pressing some issue which really doesn't matter, just so that they can contradict you. Hatred stirs up strife. But love covers all sins. A loving person who has been sinned against does not hate. A loving person who has been sinned against will not bring up the offense after there's been an apology. They will deal with it and in an open, honest way, and then not bring it up again. They won't dwell on it or talk about it or get revenge. And by the way, love also covers sin by not feeling the need to point out every little thing that someone does simply because they find it unpleasant. I mean, if you feel the need to do that, that's going to be your life. It is going to be consuming to you. That's a heavy burden to carry around. It's also going to make you miserable. The Bible says that love is not easily provoked. And the Bible also says that love is patient. 13. The lips of him who has understanding, in the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found. In other words, if a person has insight, you'll know it by the way that they speak. We see this so many times in Scripture. The heart of a person is revealed by their words. 13. In the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who is void of understanding. A person who doesn't think or behave biblically is headed for a painful life. Painful discipline and punishment awaits those who do unrighteous things. 14. Wise men lay up knowledge. A wise person's knowledge is controlled by the Holy Spirit. They lay up their knowledge. They store their knowledge. Meaning this, it's not that they keep it to themselves all the time. It's just that their wisdom dictates when they express it. They use their knowledge at the correct time, in the correct place, with the correct people. Verse 14, again, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The babbling words of a fool are like fizz in a glass of Coke. Remember fizzies? When I was a kid, we had fizzies. They looked like Alka-Seltzer tablets. You popped a couple of them into your glass of water, and that was a little better than Kool-Aid, I thought, anyway. It was all fizzy. Babbling words of a fool are like fizz. You can never tell when a person like that is going to say something useless or harmful. But you know it's going to happen sooner or later. Their words are nothing but noise pollution. 15. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. Stop there a second. In other words, there are benefits to being wealthy. I've heard. Nah, you can see. There are benefits to being wealthy. Their money makes them money. They can buy better things, which will last longer and need fewer repairs. It's hard to make progress when you're always scrapping for the necessities. And so it says the rich man's wealth is his strong city. at least for this life. It provides nice things and a good life as far as temporal things are concerned. But if that verse 15 goes on to say the destruction of the poor is their poverty, it's hard for a poor person to get started. The poverty of the poor can sometimes limit their opportunities to get ahead. Just makes life a lot harder. Let's take our break. We will be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret.
This is By the Way, and today Jenny and David and all those who helped to provide By the Way throughout the year, join me in wishing you a wonderful remembrance of Christ's birth. We pray for you the warmth of relationships with family and friends, the childlike excitement of God's goodness to you, and the confidence of knowing that you are, at this time and always, in the hands of a loving God who gave you the greatest gift of all time, His Son, a Savior. Also, we want to thank you for your kindness in making By the Way part of your day. It's nice to be together through the radio and the internet. We're sure there are many wishing you the best at this time of the year, and we just want you to know that we are numbered among them. Best wishes in Christ from By the Way.
Welcome back to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. I'm with you every Sunday morning from 8 until 8:30 here on 1230 WXCO. And we do one thing. We teach the Bible, verse by verse. If you'd like to be a part of this ministry, if the Word of God is a blessing to you, you can be a part of this ministry by praying for us and also with your financial support. Our address, again, is Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54402-2211. That's Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, 54402-2211. Thanks. Proverbs 10:16. The labor of the righteous tends to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. In other words, a good man will earn a good life, and an evil man produces a sinful life and consequently earns for himself punishment. We have a free will. We can choose which direction we want to go. The Lord loves us enough to allow us to choose. 17. Well, let's read 16 and 17. The labor of the righteous tends to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. 17. He is in the way of life who keeps instruction, but he who refuses reproof errs. When we ignore biblical correction, we're going to make bad choices. And the really unfortunate thing is that we will influence others, even those that we care about, into bad decisions as well. So you see, it's very important to live biblically, because there's a lot at stake. Do it for God. Do it for those who you care about, as well as yourself. 18. He who hides hatred with lying lips, and he who slanders, I should say, he who utters a slander is a fool. He who hides hatred with lying lips, many people secretly hate others. Well, the right thing to do is to forgive others and pray for them if they hurt you in some way. But he says, he who hides hatred with lying lips and he who utters a slander is a fool. God says those who slander are fools. They are fools because God hates slander. Therefore, it is a sin. It's a sin against Him, and it's going to have consequences as well. And they are fools because the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. And the Bible also says that there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, which means sooner or later, those who slander are exposed. And as bad as this world has become, people are still turned off by those who slander. I mean, even in the world of politics, you think how down and dirty much of politics is. They still have watchdog groups out there who make sure that what the politicians are saying about their opponents is accurate. Make sure they're not slandering, misrepresenting somebody in some way, because that turns us off. Getting close to the Republican primary, not primary, caucus in Iowa, coming up in a week or so, a week and a half. And it's all over the news how the Iowans, the voters there, are turned off by mudslinging. I don't like that. And God says it's foolish. Verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wants not sin. There lacks no sin. In a multitude of words. The more we talk, the more likely we are to say something that is wrong. The more words we speak, the more likely we are to sin with our words. Person who talks too much is painting a spiritual target on their back. And so it says, in the multitude of words, there lacks not sin. But he who refrains his lips is wise. He is wise. Because he won't have to apologize nearly as often. And he won't be embarrassed over things that he should not have said. Verse 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. In other words, the words of a good person are valuable. Listening to the words of a holy person, a godly man or a woman, is like giving your soul a shower. Their words are refreshing, edifying, helpful. And sometimes they are words of correction, but that's okay too. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The heart or the mind of a wicked person is like a dry well because it is useless. And just like you can't get water from a dry well, you can't get anything worthwhile, as far as words are concerned, from a person who has a sinful mind. Their words are not going to be edifying. Be crude, rude, vulgar. 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. In Scripture, a fool is a stubborn, unteachable person. None of us knows everything. We all need instruction from time to time. The problem with a fool is that they're too proud to admit that they need to learn, which is why they end up suffering for lack of wisdom. Can't tell them anything. 22. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. When God gives wealth to someone who pleases him, that wealth is not going to cause that person or anyone else any trouble. And that's because the person who loves to please God will use their wealth to please God even more. Nothing wrong with money. Did you ever hear anybody say money is the root of all evil? It isn't. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Greed. Money is a curse in the hands of a wicked person because they're going to use it to do more bad. But money is a blessing in the hands of a righteous person. 23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. There are two types of people. those who entertain themselves with sin and get into trouble, God would call those people fools. Then there are the wise who receive pleasure from following the Lord and from many good things that God gives us to enjoy. Verse 24, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, standing in the presence of God and being accountable for their sin, is what the wicked dread. And they like to pretend that it's not going to happen. And every time they think about it, they fill their minds with other things. But you can't run from truth forever. They will stand in the presence of God, and they will give an account for everything that they have done, and they will pay for it. Verse 25, as the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. When the storm of God's judgment passes the wicked, they will not be left standing. They will be swept away into hell forever. But the righteous, because they're in Christ, will remain in the place of God's blessing forever. 26, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to him who send him. And you're going to be annoyed and frustrated if you're counting on a lazy person or an irresponsible person who doesn't do what he said he would do. And I would say this, the first couple of times that happens, it's his fault. The next time it happens, it's your fault for sticking with him. 27, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Outside of Christ, there is no hope. The expectation of the wicked shall perish. It reminds me of Alexander the Great, who thought he would find true contentment if he would just conquer that next nation. And finally, after conquering the whole world, just a young man, he sat down and he wept. There were no more nations to subdue, and he still wasn't happy. You see, happiness always escapes those who try to find it outside of Christ. Verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. When a quarterback in the NFL runs out of the pocket, he's on his own. If he stays in the pocket, the big offensive lineman will be his stronghold. They will protect him. And when we get out of the moral will of God, we are out of the pocket, and we are on our own. If we stay in God's will, he's going to protect us. Verse 30. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. I should say, yeah, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inherit the earth. The captivity of Israel by Babylon illustrates this verse. Shortly after God said this, his people Israel knew that he meant business, because they were taken out of the promised land. They were taken out of the place of blessing because of their sin and their refusal to repent. God cannot bless his disobedient people. Those who choose the wages of sin will not experience the blessings of God. 31, the mouth of the just brings forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaks frowardness. You can depend on a righteous person to say what is acceptable. They're not a loose cannon. They maybe don't say much, but it pays to listen to them. And a bad person says the wrong thing. Sin in the soul produces foolish and harmful words. Questions, comments, you can write me scripture verse by verse. Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54402-2211. That's scripture verse by verse. Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, 54402-2211. You can email me at versebyverse@live.com. That's versebyverse@live.com. Don't forget, Sunday morning service, 10 o'clock, Island Place, right next to Oak Island here in Wausau. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, Island Place, right next to Oak Island here in Wausau. You are welcome to join us. Until next week.
I invite you to listen to the radio worship service.